Hello and welcome everybody to another edition of Press TV's Top 5. I'm Bardia Hornardor. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Seyed Ali Khamenei, hopes that the new U.S. stance on Syria is serious and not just a political game. Ayatollah Khamenei said if the U.S. attitude is serious, it means that Washington has abandoned its arbitrary and wrong approach on Syria. He referred to the U.S. threats of carrying out a military strike against Syria in recent weeks and said such threats are aimed at serving the interest of Israel in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei also said the enemies of Islam sponsor Takfiri groups and finance media outlets in the U.S. and Britain to fan the flames of war in the region. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with Iran's Hajj mission officials in Tehran. He also described Hajj ritual as a way of strengthening the Islamic Ummah. Political analyst Ibrahim Moussaoui joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your opinion on Russia's proposal, on the U.S.'s stance with regards to this diplomatic solution, and whether you believe Washington is being genuine in its comments on this new development to the Syrian conundrum.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you and to your viewers. Actually, when we talk about the American intentions and American actions, especially in this part of the world, we know very well that we are talking about a treacherous, we're talking about untrustworthy positions and the stances that we've been living through and suffering from long time ago. And we continue to be in the same situation. When you talk about the Russian initiative, actually, the Russians have been able to offer the Americans a kind of a rescue jacket to come out of their position, because we all know very well that Mr. Obama has gone so high in the branch of the tree and he wants someone to bring him down. This initiative has served enough of a platform to help the Americans come out of the plight that they have put themselves into, while they cannot in any way continue this game of escalation. But when we talk about the American intentions and when we want like to take into consideration what have been said or what has been said by Ayatollah Khamenei, the great leader of the Ummah, we know very well that we have every right to have every kind of doubts about the Americans. The Americans have never proved any, they have never had any kind of approved record or history of genuinity, of trustworthy actions or stances or positions. Contrary, all of those who have collaborated with the Americans in the world and in the region, they have always been disappointed. And now you can hear about those groups of opposition and certain regional powers, certain regional countries, how much they are disappointed about the American position. They wanted the Americans to come to rescue them after the new successes of the government forces in Syria. And now they feel that the Americans have betrayed them again and again. We know this very well by certain leaders of the opposition and the so-called Syrian Freedom Army. And we know very well that this is going to continue in the next days. As for the credibility of the Americans, this is not something that anyone can talk about. We have, as people and as leaders, as opinion makers, as people who are following up, to have every kind of doubts and suspicions about the Americans, because they have their own interests, they have their own benefits that they look after. It's not necessarily, and it is necessarily, contrary to the benefits and to the interests of the people of the region.
Mr. Moussaoui, one last question. Will this Russian initiative, in your opinion, also bring about an assurance that the U.S. will not attack Syria? It's talking of the near future, of course. Or will the U.S. military strike, or at least its war rhetoric on Syria, just be postponed to another time that Washington sees fit?
Well, yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. For the time being, we might see that there is not going to be any kind of strike against Syria, any kind of aggression against Syria, because the United States of America is in a very tight position. The regional or the international powers that they have always been supported by, like, for example, Britain, even France, even the Congress itself, there is a huge, genuine worldwide opposition to the United States hegemony and to the United States plans against the region. But still, nobody has any kind of guarantees or assurances that if the situation, the political climate changes, if the Americans had the upper hand, they wouldn't do it again. There is always a possibility that the Americans will resort to the time and the place where they fit in order to carry aggressions. There is only one thing. We have to admit that the Russians has been able to prove their capabilities of showing the world we don't have a unipolar system anymore. There are regional powers, there are international powers who are like breaking the monopoly of the Americans about the world politics. And this is very promising. I believe okay. We can capitalize over it. We can invest on it.
Thank you very much. Political analyst Mr. Ebrahim Moussaoui joining us from Beirut.